Welcome back to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 55, Disaster Recovery and Business Continuity. Alice, last two episodes we covered monitoring and incident response, detecting attacks and containing them. This episode is different. This isn't about an attacker. This is about everything just going down.
Exactly. Your primary cloud region fails. Power outage, network partition, maybe a natural disaster. The cause is irrelevant. What matters is that hundreds of lawyers at dozens of firms cannot access their case files. Court deadlines are in hours. Your phone is ringing. What happens next depends entirely on what you planned before this moment.
Ah, and for legal SaaS, downtime is worse than for most platforms, right?
Much worse. For a social media app, 4 hours of downtime is embarrassing. For a legal SaaS platform, 4 hours could mean a missed court filing deadline. A missed limitation period that can never be refiled. A lawyer who can't access case documents before a hearing. These aren't inconveniences, they're potential malpractice claims. Court deadlines don't move because your server crashed.
Right. So where does the planning start?
Two numbers, RTO and RPO. RTO is recovery time objective, the maximum acceptable time your system can be down. If your RTO is 4 hours, your plan must restore service within 4 hours. RPO is recovery point objective, the maximum acceptable data loss measured in time. If your RPO is 1 hour, your last backup must be no more than 1 hour old. Anything created between the last backup and the disaster is gone.
Mm-hmm. And those numbers are different for different types of legal platforms.
Significantly. An e-filing integration, where missing a deadline has direct legal consequences, needs an RTO under 1 hour and an RPO near zero. A case management system might tolerate 1 to 4 hours of downtime. A contract repository that's mostly reference material might be acceptable at 4 to 12 hours. But you can't set these numbers in a vacuum. You need to talk to your customers about what they can tolerate, and then build architecture that delivers it.
Yeah, let's talk about backups. Everyone says they have backups, but having backups and having a recovery plan are different things.
We have backups is the beginning of a plan, not the plan itself. The critical questions are, how often? How far back? Are they tested? Where are they stored? A daily backup gives you a 24-hour RPO, meaning you could lose a full day of work. For a platform handling active litigation, that's probably not acceptable. Continuous data protection replicates every write in near real time, RPO of seconds. Cross-region replication keeps a copy of your data in a completely different geographic area, so a regional disaster doesn't destroy both your primary and your backup.
The 3-2-1 rule.
Three copies of your data on two different types of storage, with one copy offsite. That's the minimum. And for legal SaaS, add encryption at rest for every backup copy. Your backups contain the same privileged communications and client data as your production system. They need the same protection.
And testing. I imagine most teams don't test their restores.
Most teams discover their backups are corrupted or incomplete during an actual disaster. That's why you test quarterly, at minimum. Take a backup, restore it to a clean environment, verify the application starts, verify the data is intact, verify client records are accessible. An untested backup is not a backup. It's a hope.
Right. What about multi-region? When do you need that?
If your RTO is below 4 hours, restoring from backups in a single region is usually too slow. You need your application running, or ready to run, in a second geographic region. There are two approaches. Active-passive, your app runs in one region. The second region has infrastructure ready but not serving traffic, and data replicates continuously. If the primary fails, you switch traffic to the secondary. It takes minutes to about an hour. Active-active. Both regions serve traffic simultaneously. If one fails, the other absorbs the load with near zero downtime.
Active sounds better. Why wouldn't everyone do it?
Cost and complexity. Active means running your entire stack twice, and bidirectional data replication introduces conflict resolution problems. What happens when two users edit the same document in different regions at the same time? That's a hard problem. AWS actually maps this out nicely. Their well-architected framework defines four DR strategies with increasing cost and decreasing RTO. Backup and restore is the cheapest with the longest recovery. Pilot Lite keeps minimal infrastructure running. Warm Standby runs a scaled-down version. Multi-site Active-Active is most expensive with near-zero downtime. You pick based on your RTO requirements and your budget.
Yeah, and you actually drill this, like a fire drill.
At least annually, simulate a primary region failure and actually switch to your DR region. Verify the application works, the data is current, external integrations reconnect, court filing systems, email providers, payment processors, then verify the failback to the primary works cleanly. Between drills, do quarterly tabletop exercises. Gather the team, present a scenario. It's 9 a.m. Monday, AWS US East 1 is down, what do you do? Walk through the response step by step. Who makes the failover decision? Who communicates to clients? How long does each step take? Tabletops are cheap and they reveal gaps that aren't visible on paper.
Ugh, for legal SaaS specifically, what are the unique considerations?
Three big ones. First, court filing deadlines. Your e-filing integrations need independent failover paths. If the platform is down and a lawyer has a filing due in 2 hours, there must be a documented manual procedure they can follow. Second, privilege continuity. When you fail over to a DR region, the access controls and encryption must be identical to production. A failover that exposes privileged documents to users who shouldn't see them is worse than downtime. Third, regulatory compliance. GDPR Article 32 explicitly requires the ability to restore availability in a timely manner. The EU's Digital Operational Resilience Act, DORA, which became enforceable in January 2025, requires organizations to maintain continuity policies with defined RTOs and RPOs. If your clients are in regulated industries, your DR certification becomes part of their compliance story.
Right. So the minimum DR checklist for a legal SaaS platform.
Defined RTO and RPO for each service tier. Automated backups with cross-region replication. Encrypted backup storage with proper access controls. Quarterly restore tests. Documented failover procedures. Annual failover drills. A client communication template for outages. So you're not writing emails under pressure. And manual procedures for critical integrations like court filing systems. Plan for the worst, test regularly. The drill that feels unnecessary is the one that saves you.
Next episode, security testing in your development process. How to find vulnerabilities before attackers do.
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan.
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistance. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.